You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Senator Shirky sent us a statement in response that reads in part, and I quote here, "By allowing Medicaid health plans to contract with additional service providers, it is my hope that these pilots will show a pathway to increased access to timely, high-quality care. It is disappointing that some CMHs continue to fight testing the opportunities integration affords. CMHs should focus on ensuring their services are compelling and productive, so health plans in these pilots would conclude they are the best provider. But more often than not, what we're witnessing is a strong resistance to changing status quo. It is very important to remind everyone the only objective of these pilots is to honestly and robustly test full integration in order to free up more resources for mental and behavioral health." How do you know if nursing homes and assisted living communities are treating you or a loved one properly, and what do you do if they're not? To answer these questions, we turn to Allison Herschel, the managing attorney for the Michigan Elder Justice Initiative, and Carrie Jordan, the long-term care ombudsman for Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we asked Michigan Radio listeners to serve up questions that they have that they would love for you to be able to answer about elder care in Michigan. So we're going to start out with a voicemail we got from an anonymous listener in Kalamazoo.
Hi, this is regarding the adults in the assisted living facilities, the ASCs. Why is it these companies can hire girls off the street with no accreditation, no certification, no experience, and put them on a med cart, label them a med tech after a short class in service, and say, here you go, here's some narcotics, please pass them. You don't know what these meds are and what these meds can do if you mess it up, but here you go.
Allison, do you want to take that?
There is a shortage of direct care workers across the state and across the country, and that's partly because these are really backbreaking and challenging jobs, and they pay very poorly. We know that it's much more challenging to get good quality care if you're not paying people appropriately for the importance of the work that they do. The other issue I'd say about the staffing at adult foster care facilities are licensed and there are regulations that govern who can work there and what the requirements for working there are. But those facilities don't have nearly the regulatory oversight that nursing homes do. So you will find people with less training and less oversight than you would find in a nursing home. Carrie, would you say more about that?
I can't speak to all of the regulations for licensed adult foster cares, but I do know that the caregivers are given a ton of on-the-job training. They are not required to have any certification. The adult foster cares are required to have some sort of nurse on staff, but the nurse doesn't have to be present 24 hours a day. And so the caregivers who are passing meds are trained by those nurses. And the training has to be sufficient enough for licensing to agree to it.
So the direct care workers who work in nursing homes are required to be certified, but that's not true in the other facilities in the state. I would say to the caller, if she thinks that there is a problem with the quality of care someone's receiving because someone who doesn't have sufficient training is passing meds and making errors, or if there are other specific concerns, we'd be glad to look into those, and we encourage people to call the Ombudsman Program. We go out to facilities every day, and we'll follow up on specific concerns like that. We still, unfortunately, sometimes have to work within the regulatory structure, but if a resident is at risk of harm or being harmed, then we want to jump in and see how we can help to stop that from happening.
And while we're on that point, is there one central number people should call? How can people reach?
Yes, there is a statewide number. It's 866-485-9393, and it will route the caller to the local long-term care ombudsman like Carrie in the area that they're calling from.
I guess I'm curious what kind of common types of complaints you've gotten over the past several years.
I think a lot of this is Allison, and I think a lot of the issues we hear about result from the fact that most nursing homes are short-staffed. So people have to wait an awfully long time when they ring their call bell, and mistakes happen, and people aren't attended to as quickly as they need to be assisted. We also have seen a real increase in the number of involuntary discharges when facilities decide they don't want to take care of someone anymore. But one really important thing is that there is a very robust body of law, both federal law and state law, that protects people in those situations and that also guarantees their rights in many, many aspects of life in a nursing home. So, you know, we think that if Congress and the state legislature took the trouble to pass laws protecting people, those laws need to be enforced. We want to find out what the resident wants, but we also want the residents to know that they have real rights and we're there to help support them and enforce those.
And somewhat along similar lines, we heard from Patrick Smetowski from Canton, who wrote in and asked this question. I can learn regularly about restaurant health code violations via, for example, MLive. So why not something similarly public for elder care providers? So I guess the question is there anyone in Michigan monitoring health care violations at elder care facilities?
Yes, and if you know where to look, there's actually voluminous information about nursing homes and some information about homes for the aged and adult foster care facilities. One of the best sources of information is Medicare.gov. If you go to their homepage on the left-hand side, you can click on Find a Nursing Home, and that webpage has tremendous information on every certified facility in the country. So you can plug in the area that you're looking at or the name of the facility, and you can find out what kind of violations, detailed violations they've had in the last three inspections that have taken place at the facility. You can see what their staffing is like, what their quality measures are like, whether they're rated a one-star facility or a five-star facility. And if you're in a facility, the facility, a nursing home, is required to have their most recent survey present in the facility, and you can look at it there and also see what their plan of correction is for any violation that they were cited for. For Homes for the Aged and Adult Foster Care, you can look on the LARA website. That's the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. You can look up a facility, and there's much less information, but at least you can get a sense if this facility has been in trouble or if it seems to have a clean record.
You know, in talking about regulations, if a good care plan is put together, it's all in writing. And so surveyors can come and look to make sure that the care plan is actually being done appropriately.
We're also curious about what gets missed.
First of all, and I should say, it's the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs that's responsible for conducting surveys, investigations, and oversight of nursing homes and adult foster care and homes for the aged. What gets missed a lot of times are things that don't happen in front of the surveyors. In nursing homes, they're only in the facility approximately once a year. If somebody complains about something that's happened and the surveyor comes back and can't substantiate that complaint because it's not happening in front of them, those are the things that often get missed. Other things that get missed are things that happen and that are very troubling and sometimes dangerous for residents, but residents and their families don't want to complain because they don't want to rock the boat. The residents are often very vulnerable. They're in that nursing home 24 hours a day, and so sometimes they're afraid of retaliation, and a lot of the things that happen to people don't get reported.
Such as? What kinds of things?
A lot of times, it has to do with their care. They're afraid to complain that a caregiver has said something or hasn't helped them or hasn't provided the care that they've needed. But I think there's a culture in nursing homes that residents enter them sometimes and think, oh, well, this is just how it is. I just have to wait 15 minutes to use the bathroom, or I have to wait an hour to use the bathroom, or I can only take a shower once a week. And that's really not the case. It's important that the residents know that they do have a say in how their care is provided and what kind of care they're receiving. And it's all supposed to be person-centered. And retaliation is against regulation. And that's where the ombudsman come in as well, to help a resident have a voice to talk about what they want.
But I can sure see where a dilemma sets in if you have a loved one, let's say, a mother in a nursing home who perhaps has dementia and isn't able to voice things, and you're not there 24/7 as the daughter to know what's going on.
Yeah, and that's a very serious issue. We always encourage families and other loved ones to the greatest extent possible to be at the facility often and at unpredictable times, because the best way to make sure that someone you care about is getting good care is to be there yourself. But that's, of course, not always possible.
Allison, do you think elder care in Michigan is improving? And if not, what needs to be done to get to the point where things do improve?
Well, I think the biggest issue right now is that we don't have enough home and community-based services. People are desperate to get those services in their own homes instead of in nursing homes. And our state has lagged behind other states in providing those opportunities. So if you need a nursing home bed, you'll almost certainly be able to find a nursing home bed. But if you want to receive help in your home, in many parts of the state, you have to go on a long waiting list before you qualify for services. I don't think that we're seeing a significant improvement in quality of care in nursing homes or other facilities. But that said, there are some really innovative models that provide a much more home-like environment or much more person-centered. So with luck, people can find options that really suit their needs. But we need to expand those options that really satisfy what people are looking for in a facility or in home care.
Allison Herschel is the managing attorney for the Michigan Elder Justice Initiative, and Carrie Jordan is the long-term care ombudsman for Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Stateside for today. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thanks for listening.